Well, another secret of charisma, and hopefully you're taking some great notes, is known as rapport, or we can just call that instant synchronization with somebody. Now, if you look at the sections here, this is under the delivery and communication section. Patricia Fripp said, "It's not your customer's job to remember you. It is your obligation and responsibility to make sure they don't have the chance to forget you." Part of being charismatic is having them remember you. So what is the blind spot here? We are so concerned about how we look, what is happening in our lives, what we have to do next, and boosting our own self-esteem that we forget to connect and build rapport with others. The first blind spot is not taking the time to care about and connect with other people. The second blind spot is your weak, fake, and insincere efforts to connect that actually come across that way. But they never tell you, and you think it's working. Rapport is critical to charisma, and just because people talk to you or are nice to you does not mean you're developing rapport. So let's get into some research here. When you create a positive perception, you have an 85% chance of persuasion. With a negative perception, you only have a 15% chance. Another study showed that 75% of people don't like all the gushy, chit-chatty stuff, but 99% of them won't even bother to stop you when they're annoyed. One of the major causes of employees going into a bad mood? You know this to be true. Talking to somebody in management. Our facial muscles, they all indicate different emotions and feelings, can produce over 250,000 different expressions. So let's get you some substance. We've all met someone who, just after a few seconds of being in their presence, we felt an instant connection or bond with them. We have probably all met someone who we instantly did not like and did not want to be around. When you develop rapport, when you can connect with anyone, when others feel comfortable around you, then you can enhance the charisma process. They will pay more attention to you, they will want to be influenced by you, and it's easier to get them to open up. This rapport is when two, or it could be more, people synchronize mentally, physically, and vocally. If you disconnect, it'll take over an hour to repair that connection. How do you come across to others? Can you instantly develop rapport with someone? This is a vital skill of charismatic people, to instantly synchronize with someone without even thinking about it. You see, rapport creates trust and puts us in the same wavelength as the person or the audience. You've seen rapport before. I know it's happened to you. Remember when you met a perfect stranger and just hit it off? Finding plenty to talk about, you almost felt as if you'd met before. It just felt right. You became so comfortable that you could talk about practically anything and you lost track of time. You developed such a strong bond with that person that you knew what he was going to say. Everything just clicked between the two of you and you felt very close to this person. It could be a physical attraction. It might just entail being on the same wavelength. You feel your ideas are in sync and you enjoy your time together with each other. This is rapport. So, how do you make sure you are really developing rapport? You want to be friendly, but not fake. You want to be engaging, but not annoying. You need to develop a natural instinct to build rapport. You need to know if you're building rapport and how to adjust your presentation if rapport is not happening. How? You need to be able to read nonverbal cues, detect unspoken messages, and decipher the true feelings behind facial expressions, body language, and attitude. You can speed up the natural process of connecting and building rapport by understanding the unspoken message. With rapport, people want to be around you, like to be around you, feel better about themselves for being around you, and your charisma power grows. One challenge that people face with building rapport and charisma is that they lose that connection just after they start to gain it. What do I mean? Most people don't know how to maintain rapport through the entire exchange. They might know how to open people up or break the ice, but when it comes down to asking for their help, asking them for money, or asking them to change their lives, something strange happens. All of a sudden, you get serious and your demeanor changes. What are they going to think? The person they were joking around with for the past 10 minutes has now completely morphed into somebody else. Which one is the real person? This breaks rapport and seems incongruent to the person. So let's talk some application. A handshake can make or break that first impression. it can help or hurt rapport. Your handshake communicates strength, weakness, indifference, or even warmth. What factors are you being judged on? What do you need to be aware of when you shake hands with someone? Length of eye contact, strength or weakness of grip, duration of handshake, moisture of hands, and depth of the interlock. Who's our example? Who do we know that can develop instant rapport with one person or rapport with millions of people at the same time? You've heard the name before, you know that would be Oprah. She started in television in 1983 in Chicago. She quickly went from last place in the ratings to first place spot. Guests and her audience feel at ease with her personality, her conversational style, and her sincere, genuine interest in people. She uses herself and her personal life on a level that builds rapport with her fans. She is often seen crying with her guests and relating to them because she has experienced many of the same challenges in her life. She's like a good member of the family sitting down to have a chat or just to talk about your problems. She radiates empathy, uses humor, and we know she cares. Oprah is rapport. The key. One way to speed up the connection or rapport with people is to mirror and match. Try this with everyone you meet and with everyone you communicate with. We often unconsciously mirror others' behavior, mannerisms, mood, and gestures without even realizing it. It is just a natural thing that occurs when we connect with someone. Have you ever noticed at social gatherings how people tend to match each other in their body language and their attitudes? Because of your similar demeanors, your audience will feel a connection with you. Remember, people are inclined to follow those they perceive as similar to themselves. If they shift in their posture, you eventually do too. If they cross their legs, you cross your legs as well. If they smile, you smile too. Try it. You'll be amazed how well it works.